Muscle Memory, a poem by Omar Willie.
Time is ticking calmly as I tidy. Talk still chasing tick. I think about it, only for a heartbeat. Barely turning toward the door, I wait. My final client for the day knocks gently.
Sorry, I was stuck,
he says.
Still finishing some things late.
Other niceties observed.
It's hot, yes.
Still, I notice now a chill comes over me capriciously. Relax and stretch now. Any special injuries or tightness?
Just a little, mostly in my shoulders.
He is middle 40s, maybe. Calm, with something fierce concealed within his quiet nonchalance. His muscles like a rusty iron cage awaiting restoration. 20 minutes pass, and still his breathing breaks erratically. His body shows some signs of TOS. I take his arm and stretch it fully, feeling lines of tension. I have never felt such strained resistance. Maybe difficult, I say.
No matter. Do whatever you must do,
he murmurs.
You're the therapist. I trust your judgment.
Thumb now pressed against the trigger point for myofascial release, and then I slip. My thumbnails scratch my error on him. But instead of pain, he emanates a deep, unworldly breath. I run my fingers furtively against the laceration, softly stroke the scrawl again to smooth it over. Then the slight incision opens like a window to a vacuum, swallows me. I surrender wholly. Through his open wound, I merge into the memories of muscles at the beginning of his snapping. Then his lashing, calm determination rising through the spine toward his digits, calculating cost of life and limbs, then how to clean up, where to hide the body, parts dissevered, and still make his 15 after 5 appointment calm and well-dressed. Now my hands are his hands. They remember into me. I feel the past, still rotting under weeping willow, under floorboard, and I shudder. Wrists and arms, the deltoids, taut trapezius, recoil with every blow. Bones are cracking, spots of blood, first slowly like a sprinkle, then an autumn rainfall, steady, covering my hands as they lurch and repeat. How many times, with growing strength and sinewy determination, clawing, rending, flaying flesh alive? No! I remove my hands, or try, but cannot. I absorb all visions and freeze. He does not move. Instead, a smile forms from the corners of his lips.
Do not stop now. When there is so much more to see yet, then why not look, if you please, madam? Cyrano! You've read it.
Laughing brusquely. Just above his clavicle, my shaking hand could separate him from his breath. A pair of nails into his clitomastoid or another Heechoo point, but I am sworn to do no harm, not even for the world he has corrupted. I am torn as I withdraw. Withhold my horror, silent.
I imagine you're a bit unsettled. No, I'm not inclined to cuff you firmly. No ungentlemanly conduct. Unlike Cyrano, I will not take a saber and impale you. It's your move now. Haven't you desired to share connection with your clients? And besides, we both have 20 minutes in our session still remaining. What will you decide?
His laughter, wicked, forces me to final resolution.
Midnight now, looking out the window, waiting for my tea to cool down. Humans and their arrogance amuse me, always thinking nothing ever happens, always thinking knowledge has no consequences. It will not hurt tomorrow morning. Beneath the willow, wondering how, she will waken merged with my old flesh, and so the violence will continue on in her new host, inside her animus. Probably she'll scream at first, but soon she'll discover joys in evil and brutality as she lives on in her bloodless victims. Her hands will serve their master well. While she sleeps tonight, unmindful, I have work to do. I must get used to these hands. Tea time now. Tomorrow I have clients in the morning. I'll check her calendar.
This episode was recorded in front of a live audience at West of Lennon in Seattle on October 1st, 2012. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Lou Butler. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial contributions of listeners like you. Support the creation of future episodes by making a donation at thesandboxac.org.